Set it. We're gonna dedicate this one to Abe's grandmother, who was just Nefteret. So, Liloy Nishma Etta Bat Avra Moshe. Abe and his two brothers went here. I met his father, know the family, so the family should have a lot of nachas, knowing the wonderful young men they've been able to raise, and the neshama should have an aliyah from our learning today. This week's parsha is the bracha that Yaakov gives to Yosef, or he's giving it to Ephraim and Menashe, and it's a bracha to Yosef. And he says the famous line, it's a song, we sing it, put ourselves to bed with it with a Kriya Shema Lamita, put our kids to sleep with it, Amalach HaGoel. So what is it that we're actually saying? Amalach HaGoel, Otimi Korai, Yivarechet Narim, Vikari Vahem Shemi, Vishem Avotai, Avram Yitzchak, Vyidgul Arov, Vekar Vaharetz. So what is the actual tefillah? So Yaakov is asking, says, the Sforno, Amalach HaGoel, Otimi Korai, Yivarech, the Malach should bless me. If Hashem can't bless me directly, so via Malach, okay, it's a little bit difficult to understand in general when we're getting blessed by Malach, and we tend to not be such a understand that is the concept. So really, it's Hashem blessing us, sometimes sending as His messenger a Malach. Now, Hashem is the source of blessing. But that's not the part I want to focus on here in this Sforno. The part I want to focus on is the Vikari Vehem Shemi Shem Avotai Avram Yitzchak. So the Sforno points out, Lo Shem Terach V'Nachor. Yaakov is saying, you should be Zoche to be called as being related to Avram and Yitzchak. You shouldn't be referred to as being related to Terach and Nachor. And the reason should be obvious to us, because we know about Avram and Yitzchak that they were tzaddikim, and Terach and Nachor weren't as great tzaddikim as Avram and Yitzchak. So, and this fits with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, says the Sforno, that when there's a Rasha, if his father is a tzaddik, we don't refer to him as Rasha ben the tzaddik. We find a previous ancestor all the way back who was a Rasha, and we miyaches him to him. So he should never be known as Rashiya bar tzaddika, but Rashiya bar Rashiya. So you would not want somebody to be walking around known as Esav ben Yitzchak. We don't refer to Esav as Esav ben Yitzchak. We refer to him as Esav. Esav a Rasha. We refer to him as Esav. We don't refer to him as Esav ben Yitzchak. So too, blessing Ephraim, Yosef, Ephraim, and Asher, you all should be worthy of being called as children of Avram and Yitzchak. We shouldn't have to sit there going, Ephraim ben Nachor, Ephraim ben Terach, etc. So his first point is being worthy of being referred to as children of Avram and Yitzchak, and as opposed to Terach and Nachor. But the second, he says, why is this a tefillah? Lachen hitpalel aleim. In other words, I don't want them to be related to Terach and Nachor. I want them to be related to Avram and Yitzchak. Sheyumu chanim v'nezarim la'avodat akel yitbarach. Ba'ofen sheyuyim li'tyaches la'avram and Yitzchak. In other words, how am I going to get them to be worthy of being called children of Avram Yitzchak rather than Terach and Nachor? By them having Yirat Shemayim. And how are they going to have Yirat Shemayim? So even though we're all used to the phrase Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz V'Yirat Shemayim, it's really on us, still we have Mamre Chazal that talk about Hashem helping us. For example, the Gemara says, had it not been for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ilmali Hashem Ozro, you would never be able to withstand your Yetzirah. So what we're really saying to is, Hashem, we want your help. Help us withstand our Yetzirah. Help us withstand all the temptations of the world. Give us the Yirat Shemayim. Give us the help. Give us the courage, the strength, the conviction to not always fall victim to our Yetzer Hara. And as we know, also the Mamar Chazal tells us that if you're Potech Lo Kemachad, if you make a little hole like a needle, Hashem will open it wide. And so in other words, we're doing our part. Hashem, we have a little bit of Yirat Shemayim. We're davening to you. We want more. Please give us help. And this is what David HaMelech was davening for, says the Sforno. What is David HaMelech saying? Help my heart fear you. You fear me. Well, what's Hashem? The answer is Hashem helps us fear him. If it weren't for Hashem's help, we wouldn't be able to. So the Sforno says, combines the two ideas. I want you to be called Avram and Yitzchak. And how am I doing that? I'm asking for Hashem's help. Saying, Hashem, we're muchan. We need your Ezra. We're in Muchan v'Nezarim Lavor Nakel. We want your help to be over the Hashem. We want to be compared to Avram and Yitzchak, to be related to Avram and Yitzchak, to be worthy of being called Avram and Yitzchak's children and offspring, rather than being referred to as Terach and Nachors. So this tefillah that we're always davening and blessing our children with is an incredible idea that we should think about when we're going to bed. Hamalach Odeim Kolra, what do we want? Kari Vehem Shemi. We want to be called by my name meaning Yaakov, Beshem Avotai Avram and Yitzchak. And not, says the Sforno, not Terach and Nachor. So what we're really doing is we're davening to be worthy to be related to Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov. And how? By asking Hashem for his help and giving us Yirat Shemayim and the courage and the conviction to be able to do and always act properly. And that's really what the tefillah of HaMalach HaGoel was. That was the bracha that Yaakov was giving Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe, was, may you be worthy of being called by my fathers, Avram and Yitzchak, and not Chas V'Shalom by Terach and Nachor. Shkach.